Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be discussing a little bit about Sukkot. Isn't that exciting? Don't you love Sukkot? I know I do. Sukkot is a time to be happy. Ah, a time to be very happy. So the Vilna Gaon says that the most difficult mitzvah in the Torah is to be happy on Yontif, because it requires a constant happiness throughout the 7 days of the holiday, or 8 days if it's Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres. So that's not an easy task, but the mitzvah Hashem, we're going to do it, we're going to make it, we're going to make it happen. And we're going to be basing this shiur on the Sefer Ali Shur, in page Tuf Mem Vav, and on. And it's very, very exciting for me, it's one of my favorite Sefarim. So if I can share it with another good Jew, then hey, I go for it. The Pasuk in Parshas Ha'azinu, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud, says Yimtzeu be'eretz midbaro v'so yalel yishimon yisovivenu yivonenehu yitzrenu ki'ishon eino, that he found them in the land of the desert, in a wilderness of howling wasteland. He enveloped them, he enlightened them, he protected them like the apple of his eye. That's the pasuk. The mitzias of Klal Yisrael was revealed be'eretz midbar, in the land of the desert, far away from the impurities of Mitzrayim, that didn't have any sparks of holiness at all. Anything that was holy, the Jewish people took out with them. This is a tohu. This is a wasteland which cries out, I am a wasteland. It howls, V'so yalel yishimon, in a wilderness of howling wasteland. So that's where the Jewish people were found. That's a world that's not mitukan, that's not fixed. And everybody cries out and says, I am the king. Everybody wants the shefa, the bounty for themselves. It's a world where everybody's fighting against everybody else. And Mimela, in that place, this is the world where everyone's fighting against each other. And that is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu found his nation. He took us, he built us up from the foundation, all the way up. And that's what the pasuk says, Yisovivenu Yevonenehu. Yisovivenu means that he surrounded us, and Yevonenehu means that he built us up. Yisovivenu Yevonenehu. I translated it based on the excellent translation of the Keter Crown Bible Chorev. Yisovivenu Yevonenehu. He enveloped them, he enlightened them. But really, Yevonenehu, Milashen Binyan, he built us up. He surrounded us, and he built us up. Surrounded us from the outside, and from the inside, he built us up. He enlightened us. Now we're going to understand these two in Yanim. Rashi explains, what's Yisovivenu? He surrounded us with Ananim, with clouds, with Degolim, with flags in all four directions, and Sivavam b'tachtis ahar, he surrounded them at the bottom of the mountain, Shakaf aleim kegigis, as we know from the Medrash, because Baruch Hu picked up the mountain, and he threatened the Jewish people. He said, if you accept the Torah, good, if not, not. However, that's to be understood. Some people say that it was maral, that it was just, we had such clarity, it's not literally that he picked up the mountain, but we had such clarity that Torah was emes, that we had to accept it. It was more of an intellectual forcing of our own personal conviction. But we had no other way to go. In any event, however you look at it, sweetest friends, that's Yisovivenu. The Ananim, the Degolim, the Kaf Aleim HaKegigis, and what's Yevonenehu? B'toro Bina. There he built us up, Sham b'Torah u'Bina, with Torah and understanding. So let's start with the Yisovivenu. The Yisovivenu, sweetest friends, and that's really going to be our focus, the Yisovivenu. The Yisovivenu is a sugya that must be looked into. So let's get down to it, sweetest friends. First, we have the Anani HaKavod. The Anani are covered with the clouds of glory that protect of gory. The clouds of glory that protected us from Nachash, from the snakes and from the scorpions. And they're also a glory to the Jewish people. They're an exaltation to the Jewish people. Therefore, they're called Anani HaKavod. The clouds of glory. It's glory for us, sweetest friends. It's honor. What are the degalim, the clouds? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu kissing the Jews. That's that special. That's showing that the Jews are special. It says in the Medrash that the degalim, the malachim, the angels, were misave. They had a special taiva for the degalim. It was something special. It showed that they were special, that they were unique. And this is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounding us, guarding us, giving us honor, giving us kavod, showing that we're special. The kfiyas ha'kegigis. So that shows that we have special siyata dishmaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do everything He can. He's going to lift us the mountain, or He's going to make it so clear that we have to accept the Torah in order that we accept the Torah. That's also a shmira, that's the Yisov Avenu. So you have the Yisov Avenu of the Anani HaKavod that surrounded them, the Degalim that surrounded them that showed how important we are, the Kfiyas HaKegigis that surrounded us that showed how important we are, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a special Siyata Dishmaya. The Gemara says in Menachos and Afmim Gimel on the days that the Jewish people are Chaviv. God loves us. He surrounded us with mitzvahs. What's the surrounding with mitzvahs? So we have tefillin on our heads and our arms. We have tzitzis on our garments. We have mezuzahs on our doorposts. They're all shmir el yona. And if we have these three mitzvahs, that's going to be mechazik us if we do them properly, that we shouldn't sin. Hachuta meshulash b'lo b'meheri yinosek. The three-pronged cord will not quickly be gripped, be broken. And it says also in the pasuk, Chone malach Hashem saviv l'rea ve'echal tzein. That the angel of God stands around those who fear Him, and He will save them. So these mitzvahs are the malachim, they are the angels that save us from sinning, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Mezuzah, that the mezuzah is supposed to save us from sinning. So that's the shmira, the tefillin, and the tzitzis, and the mezuzah, are shmira, they guard us. In addition to that, we have the romimus, there's also this loftiness that it gives us. Tefillin, it says, V'ro kol ha'meretz kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yorim imeka. All the nations are going to see that the name of God is called upon us, and they're going to fear us. That, the Gemara says in Sotah, is Tefillin Sheberosh. Tefillin Sheberosh makes us awe-inspiring. We have the tzitzis. Tzitzis, tcheles domi liyam. Tcheles looks like the sea. The sea looks like the rakia. The rakia looks like the kisei ha'kavod. So it's mamash u'ri'isam also. It's kiviyachol seeing the kisei ha'kavod when you're looking at the tzitzis. That's romimus. Mezuzah, we all know that the story of Unkelus, that I know from the Jewish press comics, in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, that when Unkelus became converted, his uncle, the Roman Caesar, sent soldiers to bring him back to Rome. And each one, each group, Unkelus was Makariv, he was Megayer them. And then he sent another group, he said, don't talk to him. And when they came, they took him and he kissed the mezuzah and they said, hey, they put his hand on the mezuzah. I said, what are you doing? And he said, normally a king stands outside, sits inside, and his servants guard him from the outside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fakert. His servants are on the inside. And he's on the outside. Hashem Yishmor Tzeischa V'echa Me'atav Ad Olam. Normally the king is on the inside and the servants on the outside, but here it's the opposite. The king is on the outside guarding us, and the servants, us, the Jews, the people, are on the inside, and they converted. So Unkelus was revealed to us a great thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us inside, we're in the inside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards us from the outside, we're in the Pnim. And that's the sod of Sivivan b'mitzvahs, like the Gemara says. God surrounded us with mitzvahs. That we're on the inside. We know that there's an Olam Chitzoni, there's an external world, and there's an Olam HaPnimi, and there's an internal world. The Olam HaChitzoni is built very beautiful, and each generation is constantly creating new things to make things more comfortable, externally, materially. And that's because people have an Avos Tanugim, people like pleasure, people want to become famous, people want honor, people want rich, people are jealous of each other. So this external world is an existence in and of itself that is independent of God. It's disconnected from God. The internal world, you can't explain to somebody who doesn't live in it. You can talk about it and it won't mean anything to him. I know people who talk about pnimius and talk about ruchnius, and if the audience is not a receptive audience, so they're talking to the wall. You can get up in a yeshiva and you can talk about ruchnius and about kedusha and about avas Hashem, and then that night the boys will go to the bar and they'll drink and they'll dance and they'll get drunk. What happened to the speech? What happened to the drasha? They didn't understand the word of the drasha. They mamish didn't know what you were talking about. You just fell off the moon. So it shouldn't happen in any yeshivas, but it might have happened once in history. But what is this world? So if you're in it, you know. There's a world that's connected to God. It's connected to meaning. It's connected to the spirit. It's connected to simcha. It has nothing to do with pleasure. It has nothing to do with honor. It has nothing to do with wealth. So these people need shmira, because they also are bnei adam. They're also people. They also have a yetzer. It says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishamran mibachutz. God stands on the outside and guards them. So that's on the outside. That's Yisov Evenu. Shmira mibachutz. So God guards us. And it's also Romimus. That God exalts us. God elevates us, like we saw before, with the tzitzis. You're looking at the Kisei HaKavod kiviyachol, with the tefillin. It's awe-inspiring. V'ro kol ha'aretz. They're going to see that the name of God is called upon you. The mezuzah. Kadosh Baruch Hu guards us from the outside. So it gives us Romimus, sweetest friends. So we're living in this Olam HaPnimi, and we're surrounded by our mitzvahs. And together with this, together with the Yisov Evenu, you have the Yevoninehu. God builds us up with Torah and Bina. God enlightens us with Torah and understanding. So that's building up the Jewish people. B'kedusha atzmit v'havana pnimit. He builds us up with our own internal Kedusha and our own deep understanding. So that's Yisov Evenu, that God guards us from the outside to guard our internal world, and He builds us up from the inside. Harekan, writes Rav Volbe, Binyan Am Hashem, Mibayit Umichutz, Na'ala V'Nefla Me'od. So this is building the nation of God from the outside and from the inside. This is very lofty, and this is very wondrous. Rashi writes, Yisov Evenhu is, among other things, the Anone HaKavod. Anone HaKavod, we also sit in the Anone HaKavod. Sukkos, Ki B'Sukkos Hoshavti Es B'nei Yisrael, Anone HaKavod Hayu. So, we know there's a machlokas with the Mamish Anone HaKavod. Are we commemorating the Anone HaKavod? Or, according to the other opinion, that what does the Sukkos mean? Sukkos means, when it says Sukkos Hoshavti, does it mean the Anone HaKavod, or does it mean Sukkos Mamish? But either way you look at it, when we're sitting in the Sukkah, we're sitting in the Anone HaKavod. These Sukkos are God's way of giving us honor. This is the Tzil de Mehenusa, the shadow of God's faith, of glory, of Amuna. You're sitting in the it's like a mini base hamikdash. The Shem Hashem is chol on that sukkah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guarding us in this sukkah, and these Anone HaKavod. The Mekubalim teach us that the Yamim HaNoraim and all the great days of Yerech HaYisanim, of Tishrei, have one deep meaning, one deep lesson. It's building the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael in a very deep and wonderful way. So we don't understand Kabbalah, sweetest friends, or at least I don't. However, one little shard of an idea, that the last stage of a binyan is building the walls and putting meaning and content into this spiritual world. The building of the walls is the sukkah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads out His sukkah of peace, HaParei Sukkah Shalom Aleinu, and He guards us. And that's a shmira that accompanies the Jewish people in all the generations for an eternal existence. And not only that, יש בסיבוב ענני כבוד זה, שאנו מרגישים בסיבוב אילאי זה, we feel it, ומתאמצים להשיג את הרמות שלו גם בדעס ובין, and we try to understand and comprehend the exaltedness in das and in bina. And therefore, we sit in the sukkah with the shivas haroim, with the seven shepherds, and each day we try to adapt the midos and learn about one of these seven shepherds. And in this way, we truly elevate ourselves and build ourselves up. However, there's one tanai, there's one condition in this opinion, and that is that the Torah says, leave your temporary dwelling, your permanent dwelling, and sit in a temporary dwelling. And we remember that Yimtze'eyu be'eretz midbar v'soy elel shimon etzdafka in the desert, there yisovavenu yivoneneyu. If we were sitting in a b'chvoido shaloylam, if we were sitting in our beautiful homes in Woodmere and Teaneck, and we'd have beautiful lawns and trees and backyards and maybe even sometimes for Zocha a swimming pool, we wouldn't be Zocha to this great Ruchnius. When did we get the Ruchnius? In the Midbar, Be'eretz Midbar, V'so Yalel Yeshimon. It was Dafka there that we were Zocha to this great Ruchnius. And on Sukkot, if we want to go back into the Anani HaKavod, we have to leave our permanent dwelling and go into a temporary dwelling. That's how we build up our internal world. As Rav Olber writes, Ki ruchaniyut pnimit eina sovelet et hashkeida al binyam olamenu hachitzoni. Internal ruchnius can't take a person being immersed in just building up his external world. For ruchnius pnimius, you have to go into a pnimiustical world. It says that in the future, God's going to bring a sefer Torah, and he's going to say, whoever was osek in this Torah should come and get his schar. So the Yom HaSa'olam come to get their schar, and they leave so disappointed, and they say, hey, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not fair, we didn't get the Torah. Did you force us to accept the Torah like you did to the Jews? So Hashem said, hey, wait a second. What about the Sheva Mitzvahs that you were Makabel? When did you were Makayim those Sheva Mitzvahs? So they're claiming, why didn't they have the Siyata Dishmaya of Kriyas HaKegigis, of holding the mountain over them, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't misaviv them. But they weren't roi l'kach. Well, even what they received, they didn't get. And the Jewish people were zochah to the kviyas har after they said Nasa v'nishma. And the Gemara relates in Avodah Zarah, Beis and Gimel, that Hashem said, they said, Hashem, give me, we'll do a mitzvah. We'll do a mitzvah. Which mitzvah did they going want to do? Hashem said, I'll give you guys a mitzvah. First they said, well, we'll just get to the point. I cut it to the end. It's all an important point. But Hashem said, I have one simple mitzvah, and it's called sukkah. Go and do that mitzvah. So they make a sukkah on their roof, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the sun, makes it really hot, and they kick their sukkah and they leave. So the Goyim are saying, hey, we didn't have the Kfiyas HaKegigis, we didn't have Yisov Avenu. So Hashem said, alright, you want a Yisov Avenu? I'll give you sukkah. I'll give you the Anani HaKavod. And it's a mitzvah kala, it doesn't cost you very much money. And you just go into a diras arai, what's the big deal? So, but in this diras arai, in this temporary dwelling, a person's exposed to the elements, the rain and to the heat. So when a Jew leaves his sukkah because it's too hot, because mitzvah patrimin has sukkah, so he doesn't feel so good about it, he has achna. He becomes more subordinate to Hashem, and he says, oy vey, I'm not worthy of sitting in your sukkah. But they, what happens to them? When they're not comfortable, the Gemara says, they kick the sukkah. They're not interested. Unfortunately, I've noticed, in this world, most people are interested in this world. Most people I know, Gentiles, even some Jews, Rahman al-Itzlan, are very interested in this world. Olam Haz is a very, very interesting topic for them. And that is where the problem lies, sweetie friends. If you want to build your Olam Chitzoni, then you can't be too osek in your Olam Chitzoni. If it's so important to you, what the Mets did last night? You heard they were down by 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th. So did they rally? Did they rally in the top of the 9th to win the game, or didn't they? If that's too important to a person, then he's clearly not building his Olam Aruchni. He's involved in the Olam Achitzoni. He's involved in stealing second base. In triple plays. Aren't triple plays exciting, sweetest friends? Now that we're on the topic. But that's the point. Well, if a person is getting too involved in triple plays, he's not building his pnimius. So that's my appeal today. In some shuls, they make an appeal for money. My appeal, sweetest friends, is that people should be building their olam aruchni. You need a shtickle midbar. You need to get out there, a little bit detach yourself from the outside world, and then you can build your inside world, and then God will give you that siyata d'shmaya. God will yisov evenu. And then you'll be roi, you'll be fitting to sit in the sukkah. We know that throughout Elul, they say the famous Mizmor, L'David Hashem, Ori V'yishim, Yimi'ira, etc., etc. I'll read it out in English. By David, Hashem is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Hashem is my life's strength, whom shall I dread? When evildoers approach me to devour my flesh, my tormentors and my foes against me, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army would besiege me, my heart would not fear. The war would rise against me, and this I trust. One thing I ask of Hashem, and that I shall seek. If I only might dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life, to behold the sweetness of Hashem and to visit His sanctuary daily. Indeed, He will hide me in His shelter on the day of evil. He will conceal me in the concealment of His tent. He will lift me upon a rack. And then we say, V'ataya rum roshi alavai sirosai, and now I will elevate my head above my enemies. V'ezbacha be'alo zivchei srua, ashira ve'azamra l'ashem. And I will slaughter offerings in his tent, accompanied by joyous song. I will sing and chant praise to Hashem. This is the Shira of David HaMelech. He has all these enemies, and they're after him to kill him. From his whole lifetime, we read about David HaMelech, how many wars? And how did he manage? How did he cope? The answer is, sweetest friends, Hashem Ori V'Yishi. He's living in a world of pnimius. He's living in a world of light of salvation. He's living in a Beis Hashem. Shifti B'Beis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. Wherever he goes, he's always in the Beis Hashem. And then he finds kids b'neni besuko, God will shelter me on biyomron, an evil day. Yasti reini, he will hide me in the hiddenness of his tent. Deeper than deep, pnimius after pnimius. And he never left there. He never left this pnimius. And he knew, v'ataya rum roshi alavai svirosai, that he's going to lift his head above the enemies around him. In the hiddenness of his sukkah, of his shelter, he found Romimus, that he's not going to be afraid, that he's going to have faith in God, and he's going to give Hashem korbanos, and sing songs to him from this world of pnimius, the shiras chayav, the song of the life of David HaMelech. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to live in the house of Hashem all the days of his life. David HaMelech says, Ki yershuni miyom meistapech benachlas Hashem leimor lechavod elohim acherim shmuel aleph perek chavod pasuk yutes. So they kicked me out from the nachla of Hashem, from the portion of Hashem, to saying these go serve other idols. Who said this to him? Says Rashi in Parshas Ekev and pasuk yishamer lechem. When I can't learn Torah, so it's like almost like serving other idols. So David HaMelech was afraid that when he's Osek in Melchama, Chas V'Shalom, he might leave his internal world and go to an external world. And then he'll be close to serving idols, Chas V'Shalom. Because the external world is Avodah Zarah for David HaMelech. That's what David HaMelech was afraid of. He doesn't want to leave his world of Pnimius to go into this world of Chitzonius. And therefore he needs Shmira of Hashgacha El Yona. He wants God to guard him, to spread out his Sukkah Shalom wherever he goes. That's what David HaMelech wanted, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should guard him, and that he should stay in his world of Pnimius. Writes Revolva very beautifully, My dear reader, Korei Chaviv, Ha'im Ata Tzarich, Od Biurim Al Anyan HaSukkah Shebanu Yoshvim, V'Shivat Yimei HaChag, Do you need any more explanations about the matter of the sukkah that we're sitting in for 7 days? Do we need any more clarifications? What our vote is on sukkahs? Remember what David HaMelech says. Ki yitzpineni b'sukko b'yom ra'a. It's a sukkah that David's living in this world of pnimius. So we had a shtickle Kabbalas Malchus, a little bit of Kabbalas Malchus Hashem, and Rosh Hashanah. And we were mitar ourselves during the Aseret Simei Tshuva and Yom Kippur. And we came a little bit into an Olam HaPnimi. So now, during the 7 days of Sukkot, we sit in the Anonei HaKavod, we sit with the seven shepherds, we leave our Diras Keva of Olam Hazeh, and we go into a Diras Aroi, into an Olam HaPnimi. How beautiful is it what we say when we go into the sukkah? I should be listening to the holy Yushpizen. The Yushpizen are sitting in the sukkah and they're talking to us. They're not silent. And we just want to be able to hear. But Nebuch, we don't hear. However, one thing is clear. The desire, the yearning, the pining, the will to have a life of pnimius is strengthened when we sit in the sukkah. And that's the Yisov Venu, that's the secret of Yisov Venu, of God surrounding us with His glory and with His Kedusha. However, with that, together with that, there's also the secret of Yevoneneu, of building ourselves up from the inside. God guards us from the outside. That's the sukkah. And then there's Yevoneneu, building us up, bringing more light into the binyan, and that's through the Arbas Haminim. That's through the four species with the shaking. So we don't know what the pnimius of the shaking is, but Chazal tell us that they're merameis to the four letters of Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And when a person shakes the lulav, he takes from his heart Molich Milibo, and he brings the Kisufin, the desire El Al, upwards. And he brings it, maybe he brings upon himself, he takes from himself the kisufin, and he brings upon himself hashray lois, all the godliness. So there's a lot of kedusha that one brings upon oneself with the nanuim, and with the holding of the arvim minim, and the shaking of the arvim minim, and we try to bring ourselves, and bring upon ourselves much ruchnius. And that's what builds the internal, this light is what builds up Klal Yisrael is Yevoneneu. And as the Sfarim discuss, Gemara Menachas and Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, that we need all types of minim. It says in the Gemara, Shnai Mehanos Imperos, the four species, two of them, the Esrog and the palm trees, they bear fruit, Ushnai Mehem, the myrtle and the willow, Enos and Peros, they don't bear fruit. Those that bear fruit require those that don't bear fruit. Those that don't bear fruit require those that do bear fruit. And a person doesn't fulfill his obligation unless they are all tied together in one bundle, Aguda Achas. And so too, when the Jewish people beseech appeasement, they are not answered until they are Kulam Aguda Achas. So, like Rashi says, when you have a fast, everybody has to come together. In the Yalkut Shimoni it says, Lo yashuvu la'artzan achiu kulam be'aguda achas. They're not going to come back until they're all united. Do we need to hear anything more? When Am Yisrael is united in Achdus, that's when you have the Yevoneneu, that's when you have the Kedusha of the Arba Minim. And to conclude with, we will conclude with the Rashi. It says in the Pasuk, Yitzrenu Kishon Eino and Hazinu, that God guards us like the apple of His eye. Rashi says, Hu Hashachar Sheba'ayin, the black of the eye, Shama'or Yotzeh Himenu, that light comes out from it. Klal Yisrael is built with this, that Kiviyachol, He is the apple of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eye. Klal Yisrael is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really cares about, and the light comes out from Klal Yisrael. We're the Ishon Ha'ayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where the light comes from, and that means that we are the light, we bring the light of Hashem to the world. Ein lecha tziur yoter nifla l'muto shel Klal Yisrael shenivna kan. We have no greater picture of the essence of Klal Yisrael that's being built here. And at the beginning of every year, v'tchilas kol shana v'shana, holech v'nivna b'nyin zeh mechadosh, this building is built anew. Ashreinu matov chelkeinu. How fortunate are we, sweetest friends, that we get to be members of Klal Yisrael, that we get to bring the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, and we should all be zoche to have a chag filled with simcha, filled with tahara, and filled with kedusha, and ishes re'eu ya'azoru al-achiv yom ha'chazak. We should all help each other grow, and we should all feel connected to each other, connected not in a chitzoniistic way, but in a pneumistic way, to really care, to really connect, and to take an interest, and to try to help, and be there for everybody else, and be part of the klal, and not be, as sometimes happens, we get so wrapped up in our own personal problems, we forget about the klal, we forget about the collective, we forget about the community. We should all be zocha b'siyata d'shmaya, and a chag filled with ava, and achtus, and simcha, and b'schutzeh, and nizkeh rabotai, l'shevet b'sukat orosh elivyatan, ונזכה לקיום דברי התפילה הרחמן הוא יקים לנו את סוכת דוד הנופלת בבניין הבית השלישי במהרה וימינו אמן ואמן שלום שלום סביב השם